This is an NBC News special report. Here's Lester Holt.
Good day. We're coming back on the air as the story develops in Nashville, where there has been a deadly shooting attack at a private Christian school in that city. Officials say three children and two adults were killed. They say the shooter is also dead. Officials are starting a news briefing right now. Let's take you there.
The officers got to the second level. They saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers. There was a five-member team who was on the, that was on the second floor at that time. Two individuals from that five-member team opened fire on the shooter. We know at this point that this shooter is a female. She appears to be in her teens, although her identification has not been confirmed at this juncture. We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun. We are efforting now to identify her. She entered the school through a side entrance and traversed her way from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots. We now know that there are three students who were fatally wounded, as well as three adults inside the school. We are working to identify those victims, including the shooter. A total of seven persons were killed as a result of this morning's incident at the school. By 10:27, the shooter was deceased. The officers had engaged the shooter by 10:27, and she was deceased. Again, I said the first call came in at 10:13 this morning. We'll have more details to give you later in the morning. Chief Drake will be here in a bit. Now, Kendra Loney from Nashville Fire.
Fire department crews are dispatched for active shooter incidents as well, for medical support, but also for an RTF response, which is a rescue task force response to go in alongside of MNPD response. Our crews were right there on the scene to provide medical aid to any survivors, but also be there for victims so that we could try life-saving efforts in this case. So we went in as soon as it was safe for our responders to do so, to try to provide life-saving efforts for those that were impacted by this incident and this tragedy. Our crews were able to be on scene to pull out those that had viable signs of life, those that were still showing the option for to be saved. And we did make transport of three individuals and three children and then two adults that were taken from the scene. Our crews then set up a reunification unit. That reunification unit is at 2100 Woodmont Boulevard. That's where parents can go to be reunited with their children. All of the remaining students were able to be escorted out of the building with faculty and staff. We're not sure about the processes that they had in place, but we were on scene to help them mitigate anyone from seeing exactly what else was going on, but we're sure that they heard the chaos that was surrounding this. So we do have mental health specialists and professionals that are at that reunification site for both the students and the families that are going to be affected by this today. Our OEM units were able to provide buses to make transport from the Covenant School to the reunification site. We had one bus that carried 74 students and faculty staff members to the reunification site, and an additional bus that had 34 students on them. So all of those persons were carried. It was difficult for us to kind of identify who was just there as part of staff for the church versus who was there for the school, because it's all housed in one building. But at this time, we were able to get that number of persons transported out of the building and into that reunification site. So that is where parents can go to be reunified reunited with their students. There is a hotline being set up for parents to call, but right now that is where they should go, 2100 Woodmont Boulevard, which is Woodmont Baptist Church. Additionally, we do have a debriefing site set up for on staff or personnel who are working this incident, and there are mental health professionals set up there for them as well. There was one police officer that was injured with a hand injury as a result of making an attack on this incident. But other than that, that have been no additional injuries to first responders or personnel responding to this. And as Don mentioned earlier, we will have further updates coming later on in the afternoon.
So on a typical day, there would be about 209 students inside the school and approximately 40 to 50 staff members, about 42 staff members. I'll take just a couple of questions before we go back.
Clear. So the seven dead, and then nature of injuries, how many injured do you know? That maybe are being treated still or injuries? I know the first responders weren't. But.
An officer had a wound from cut glass. That is the only other injury that I'm aware of.
Do we know if the injuries of the students, are they critical or do we know the condition?
The three students are deceased. The three students who were shot are deceased. Three staff members who were shot are deceased. That's a total of six victims. And then you have the shooter who was engaged by two of our police officers, part of a five-member team, and she is deceased, for a total of seven individuals. There are no other gunshot victims, non-lethal, that I'm aware of at present.
Do you know how many people were shot before the police engaged the shooter?
No.
Do you know if they shot anyone after they engaged the shooter? Do you know if the shooter was able to shoot anyone else?
Does the shooter have any connection to the school that we know of?
We do not know who she is at this juncture. We're trying to identify her. She does appear to be in her teens. Again, with two assault-type rifles and at least one pistol.
Do we know her from lives or previous recent incidents that police have come to the school or the church?
No, I'm not.
Was there an SRO or an SSO working at the school?
No, this is a church that operates a private school. There was no Metro Police personnel assigned to that building at any time.
John, do you know if either of the two adults that were shot maybe confronted the gun?
You said two?
Yeah, the adults that were shot.
No, there are a total of three adults.
Three adults.
Three adults who have been fatally wounded.
Okay, one of them being the shooter?
No.
No, okay, so three total.
So let me go over this again. You have a total of six victims. Three students who are deceased, and three adult staff members from the school who are deceased. The shooter herself makes seven.
Do you know if one of the three adults maybe confronted her?
I do not.
There
is video from the school that we are viewing now to try to learn exactly how all of this happened.
Can you say where the victims were located? Were they in the hallway and in the classroom?
I cannot at this juncture. As you know, five of the six were transported. So we will get that information later in the day.
Did police engage with the shooter inside a classroom or in the hallway? Do we know the location?
It is an upper level part of the school. It's kind of a lobby type area. It was not in a classroom per se. All right, we'll be back shortly with more detail. We'll tweet out, give you a 15 minute or so notice before the next one, okay? Thanks.
The story coming out of Nashville becoming more grim by the minute as we learn more information about the shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville. Authorities now confirming the deaths of three children at the school, along with three adult staffers at the school. A seventh person, the shooter, was also killed by police. That shooter described by police as a female who appears to be a teenager. They don't have an ID on her. They have videotape that they are going through right now as they continue to gather more. Let's go to Steve Patterson, who's also monitoring this with us.
Yeah, still so much to learn here, Lester, but we have heard quite a bit about the shooting, the style of the shooting, the shooter herself, which I think, you know, doesn't fit necessarily the typical profile of a shooter, a teenager, a female, who was armed with two assault-style weapons and a pistol, making entry into what appeared to be a side entrance, then up to the first floor, then up to the second floor. The questions, of course, why this happened. And what is the relationship between this female shooter and the school? And was she approached or encroached upon by these three adults who have also died, including the three children? And how did she get in with two assault-style weapons into this school? I think a lot of these questions, of course, will be a part of the investigation. Parents are going to ask these questions as well. But for what sticks out, it is that profile of that shooter. We're now hearing that there was a five-member officer team that took the shooter down. She did die in this exchange of gunfire. It was at about 10:27. We're hearing that is when the threat ended. That is when she was down. On a typical day, we're also learning a little bit more about the school, something like 200 students, 40 to 50 staff members or so, and that nobody else was injured. That comes from this press conference, that the only other injury was the possibility that an officer got a cut by a piece of glass during probably what was this exchange with the shooter. Beyond that, those three adults, the three children, the only victims, if you're not including the suspect, for a total of seven people killed inside this private Christian elementary school that is now a part of the horror of this tapestry of shootings that happen in schools across the country.
Yes, Steve, I didn't hear anyone ask the question regarding the ages of the victims. We can report it is an elementary school. It's pre-K, I think preschool, through sixth grade. Yeah. So typically that would make the oldest perhaps 12 at the school. And as you said, normally there'd be over 200 students on a normal day, and perhaps 42 staffers. Someone did ask the question whether there was a school resource officer, a security officer on the scene. That answer was no. It is a private institution. And again, in terms of the entrance to that the shooter took, we don't know if that is typically open or unlocked. The officer did not characterize what the status of that door was or should have been, other than the killer made her way through that side entrance on the first floor up to the second floor, where she was engaged by police officers and fatally shot. It sounds like virtually all but one of the victims were transported to hospitals. Perhaps one remains, but the fire department says they were able to transport those that they thought they had a chance at saving. These are some of the still pictures we're seeing of killed kids being evacuated. There's a school bus. We understand, as we've seen in so many of these cases, the kids will be bused to a reunification area where families can meet up with their loved ones and their children. Frank Fugluzzi is with us. He's NBC News national security analyst. Frank, we heard there was no security officer. We also heard there was a side entrance that the killer made her way through. What are some things that come to mind?
So there's no question, as Steve Patterson mentioned, we've got to ask the question how this young lady got into the school so heavily armed with multiple weapons, including two assault weapons, long guns. That question has to be asked. But I need to back up one more step and, of course, ask how this young person, who appears to be a teenager, according to police, actually got access to these weapons, at least four, if we've heard correctly here, including the two long guns. That's got to be asked. And then we go to the next step, which is who is going to be accountable for a teenager accessing such weapons. We saw recently in the news in the Oxford, Michigan school shooting, a judge ruled that shooter, young shooter's parents, can indeed stand trial for what their son did in that school. And so we're going to be looking at a police investigation that looks toward holding accountable those who may have made these weapons accessible. I also note, even though we're dealing with a tragic personal toll here, I've got to look at the statistical anomaly that we just heard, which is, Lester, this is a female shooter. And the latest studies, including a study out just last month, tell us that in the last 40 years of mass shooting defined as four or more victims deceased, there have only been three female shooters. So something like 135 shootings studied that qualify as mass shootings, only three involving a female shooter. And now, sadly, we can add a fourth, and even more sadly, the possibility that this is a juvenile shooter.
This is a small school, Frank. They've got video coverage, they say, of inside. Is it your bet that we'll get a pretty quick understanding of what happened and why here, perhaps quickly, more quickly than we typically see?
So the what happened, I think, with the video is, and witnesses, is going to be fast. How she made entrance, how she moved about the building, got up to a higher floor, engaged the particular people. We'll see whether it was random shooting inside or more targeted shooting, if she started in a classroom or moved elsewhere. That the what happened is easy. The why is harder. And that's going to involve studying whether she had some prior relationship with the school. Was she, in fact, a past student there? Did she have a beef with the administration or a particular teacher? We don't know. That's going to take longer.
All right, Frank, thanks very much. Again, if you're just joining us, tragedy in Tennessee today, Nashville, where six people, three students and three staffers at an elementary school have been shot and killed. The shooter, also engaged by police and killed, described as a female, perhaps a teenager. They are still trying to identify her. We'll have updates throughout the afternoon on NBC News Now, MSNBC, and a full report tonight on NBC Nightly News. I'll come back on the air as events warrant. For now, Lester Holt in New York. Good day.